This story may surprise some of you. In fact, even I have a hard time believing it, and I was there. This is my response to the prompt for day 7 of the February audio challenge. After the events of 9/11, when President George W. Bush decided to send troops to Iraq, I was quite upset at that prospect because I felt that two wrongs would not make a right, and I didn't think this would solve anything. So I had some friends at the time whom I considered modern-day hippies, and they told me about a massive protest which was being staged near City Hall in the downtown district of the city where I live. They said they were going, and they asked if I wanted to join as well. Normally, I am the sort of person who does not like to rock the boat. I will do almost anything possible to avoid confrontation. But at that time, I deliberately stepped outside of my comfort zone and put myself in what I thought might be a difficult situation to stand up for what I believed in. I thought that protest was the right thing to do, so I went along. And I was banner waving and chanting along with all the rest. Peace now, stop the war! Peace now, stop the war! Peace now, stop the war! And God help us and save us, I think I got filmed for the TV news. I'm not entirely sure about that, but I know some people in the protest did. I find it quite mortifying when someone takes a picture of me or films me without my prior knowledge and consent. So I'm hoping I actually was not one of the people on film that day. This is probably not something I would do again, partly because I have this stupid fear, and believe me, this is not something I like about myself, it's something I wish I could change. I have this really dumb fear of what people will think of me if I do something abnormal. But who knows, if I ever feel strongly enough about something, feel that I have to stand up for something I believe in, I'm sure I would put myself in some sort of difficult situation again. I'm not sure if it would be that sort of thing, but one never knows. Time will tell. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take care.